Hello and welcome to episode 13 of Bean Knits and Spins. This is going to be a rather short episode. It's just a quickie update to let you guys know what's going on and how things are going, basically. I had a delay because I had this regular standard microphone and it fell in a hole. So I had to get a new one. It took me some time to do that. I finally got one yesterday. And it is yesterday being October 16th, and it works well. Only problem I'm having is being able to switch from the speakers to the headphones, because it's a USB headset, and you've got to go through all kinds of hoops and bending over backwards to get things to work for the headset. Then after you do that, just unplugging it doesn't make the speakers play like with a regular microphone, so I'm working on that. But in the meantime, the main thing is I got it to work for my podcast recording software and all that other good stuff. So, yay! Also, I just want to say thank you to everybody for my wonderful birthday wishes and birthday gifts that I got this year. I had a birthday in October, and I'm not telling you how old I am. If you know me, you know how old I am. But I got, you know, a lot of birthday gifts and wishes and birthday wishes and everything, and I just want to say thank you to everybody out there wishing me happy birthday on my blog and in email and what have you, and you know who you are, so thank you very much. I want to make a comment about a very special birthday gift that I received from my girls. You really did it. I can't believe that you all went to such lengths to surprise me and to make me feel loved. I really thank you. My girls, you know who you are. Karen, Val, Tanya, Karen. I said Karen. I'm sorry. Sorry. Kristen, Laura, Marianne, Val. I want to say thank you for Tanya. That too. For did I say Tanya twice too? My brain is gone. I'm trying not to use notes because it just seems so scripted, but I just want to say thank you, girls, for coming together and doing this wonderful thing for me. They pitched in and got me a set of Knit Picks Harmony needles, the new wooden options that Knit Picks sells. I'd been wanting to get a set of the metal needles. And I said, you know what, maybe I don't really need those. What I really want is to replace my bamboo circulars, because the vast majority of them are clover needles, which aren't bad in and of themselves, but the cords really don't unkink as well as they should. As well as, you know, the instructions would have you think they do. I've been soaking them, boiling them, practically ironing them, and they will not unkink. I mean, I understand that they're not Addy needles, they're not Knit Picks needles, they're not Crystal Palace needles, which the cords on those aren't really all that fantastic either. But I understand that they're not the same needles as those, so they're not going to work exactly the same way. But the cords just would not unkink to what I consider to be satisfactory. So I wanted to get something with really good cords. I have a couple of the fixed Knit Pick needles. And I said, I really like the way this works. So I wanted to get a set of interchangeable, you know, bamboo or wooden or something, and they came to my rescue and made these needles, which are very beautiful. They're very smooth, very pretty, very sharp, and I'm so glad that my girls came through and did this for me, because who knows what I would have gotten around to getting it. I do intend to at some point in the future get additional metal tips and of course more cords, because I still would like to have some metal tips and sizes I don't have any metal needles in. And also, I have, the set comes with four cords. Two 24-inch cords, two 32-inch cords. All my cords are in something right now. Two projects, but they're all in something. I'm working on the baby Bobby Bear for my little girl, and it's not quite done yet, but I didn't read ahead in the pattern. So what happened is, I wound up putting the two 24-inch cords in to do two circulars method to knit, and I wound up having to leave some stitches on holders. So the end caps came in really handy, and it was good that I did have two of the exact same size cords to keep the stitches on while I used the 32-inch cord and to work on the rest of the items back and forth. And now I'm working on the head. I'm using two circs again. And I've got what's left of one leg, excuse me, holed up on the 32-inch cord. The other 32-inch cord is in Icarus, which is a whole other story by itself. But I'm so glad that when you get cord sets with this, you get, you know, duplicates, because I really needed it with two circulars. I don't do the two circular method all that often, but it came in handy this time. The other thing I noticed about it that's really great is, I don't know if you've ever heard of condo needles. My understanding of condo needles is that one tip is one size and the other tip is a different size. I don't know, maybe a couple of sizes off or something. And the good thing about these is you can make up your own condo needles, because I found myself, you know, having to use up all the cords. And I said, wait a minute, I've only got one set of each tip so far. So what I did was, realizing that it's the tip that you knit onto that makes the loop size, I'm working on nines, and I just took the eights and stuck them on the unused end of the needle, the end I'm knitting off of, and so I can use them that way to knit in the round with two circulars instead of having to go out and buy a second set of tips in every size. The other good thing that I like about them is that they come with a pouch that has slots in it to put your needle tips in, but it actually comes with a little card with the needle tip sizes written on it, and I think I'll keep that because it'll help me see more easily, more quickly, which tips are missing from the set. This way I can sit there and say, well, I want to start something, but wait, I can't because these tips are in something. So now I know I've got my fives out, that's an Icarus, I've got my eights, and I've got my nines out. But the eights aren't really relevant because, like, I can just take them off and use the tens or use the sevens if I really, really, really want to start something with the eights. Of course, I'd need another cord to do that. But we're working on BBB so that we can get these cords out of there. Also, I've got a pair of socks for my son on the fixed sock size circular, 32 inches. I really wish that they would come in 40-inch cords, just for the fixed ones. I mean, I could magic loop his socks because he's smaller, and that way I can get two socks on at once. But for my socks, I can only do one at a time, and I'd rather do them two at a time. So at some point, I guess I'll just have to get a bunch more of the sock size circulars to do two circs at a time instead of one. I could do double pointed. I've always got my bamboo double pointed. And actually, one of the last pairs of socks I did one on circular with the magic loop and one on double pointed. I finished one sock almost to the toe. Then I started the other on double pointed, finished it completely. And when I came back to this one, all I had to do was knit the toe. So, excuse me, I just smacked the microphone with the yarn there. But for now, I just work on one sock on the circular, on the magic loop, excuse me. I just finished a pair for myself, so after him, it's pairs for everybody else in the house. And then it's time to work on Christmas gifts. Yeah, right. So that's what's been going on as far as, you know, where I've been and what I've been up to. I haven't really blogged that much. I'm honestly debating between continuing the podcast and not continuing the blog, or just doing the blog. It feels kind of redundant to do both, because a lot of blog listeners blog readers listen to the pod and vice versa. And the thing with the blog is it's good for pictures, but I don't want to just stick pictures on there and have nothing to say about them. And with the podcast, there are no pictures. I could put pictures on the podcast site, but it's not as streamlined for blog entries as my blog services. So I'm kind of, I guess what I could probably do is just, I don't know, make up another blog and just link everything together. I'm still contemplating that. Also, before I forget, I want to say thanks to Julie of Passion Knits for mentioning my podcast. Because of that, I went over my allotment of bandwidth for the month, which I'm not complaining about, but now I've got to figure out a way to solve that problem, because I really wasn't expecting so much traffic. I appreciate everybody for coming by and listening. And thank you to Sid for telling me that Julie mentioned me along with other podcasts, because I didn't really think I had a lot of listeners. People that I talk to regularly, I'm sure that they would listen, but I wasn't really out, you know, checking out who else was listening or how many other people I was listening to. But my bandwidth really shot through the month for September. I mean, shot through the roof, excuse me, for the month of September, and I finally was able to get back into the swing of things, combining that problem with the lack of headphones, and I'm back in the saddle again. So I want to say thank you to everybody for pushing me off the meter there, because now I know you're really listening. Let me know what it is you'd like to hear me discuss. Let me know at knitspinbean.podomatic.com or ladybean73.wordpress.com, or you can hit me at ladybean73@gmail.com. You can email me there. Let me know what it is you like, don't like, what you want to hear, don't hear. And I'll probably come back with the next podcast, episode 14. I'm hoping to get out to you a smorgasbord of my favorite things. So stay tuned for that, and I will see you around. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon. Bye.